to put in all the work, everybody, for each other on the field, and then we stay there as a unit, and we go towards our goals together as one.
For Martins, it's Sven Angulo to cross into the box. That's one missed it.
Hey y'all, Gavin here. 10:20 p.m. It is a late one. I am tired already. But we are going to be watching Tigres UANL versus Orlando City. Only change of the lineup is Araujo out, Felipe Martins in due to the injury. Yeah. I don't know what to think about this one. I could see it going either way. I could see it being a close game where we snatch a goal. They're missing their starting goalkeeper, who had a great game against us. You know, we snatch a goal, make things interesting. Tigres turn up the pressure. You know, anything can happen from there if we were to snatch an early goal. I could see it going poorly, where they score a goal or two early, and then what happened to Philadelphia happens to us. If you don't know, Philadelphia lost 5-0. I think after going two down in the first half, it was just, that was it for them. They couldn't really get up for the game anymore, and Pachuca just stomped all over them. Hopefully that's not the case for us, but you never know. Miami popped us for 5-0. So I think we're going to be in it, though. I think it's going to be competitive. I don't think we're going to give up anything too early in the game. I think we're going to just let it sit. And the longer the game goes on, the more pressure it brings on Tigres, because they are the favorites to go through. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited to watch nonetheless. It's going to be an interesting game. We're going to learn a lot about the team. And this is what, you know, we've been sacrificing MLS for, to play in CONCACAF Champions Cup. And hopefully we do the business. So I'll predict a draw, whether that's a 0-0 or a 1-1. I think we go into overtime, close game, maybe even penalties. And I'll lean towards Orlando City win, because why not? Why not? I'll back the boys. I haven't been backing them recently. I'll back the boys. Big game, biggest of the season, and hopefully we have some success to celebrate tonight. So here's to a good match, and I'll talk to you guys after the game. Vamos Orlando.
Hey y'all. Tigres 4, Orlando 2, and we are knocked out. The most frustrating part about the match, to me, is that we conceded 4 goals when we should have conceded none. Maybe one. I think Galese had a big save in there at one point. So, you know, you could argue, if you're doing ifs and whatnot, one. Tigres deserved one. The first goal, Galese has to be saving that. It just bounces, and it just bounces over his hand. I think it takes an early deflection in the shot. Galese's right there. He's already down. He just lost track of the ball. That's essentially what happened. He lost track of the ball. Bounces over his hand, 1-0. Early in the game, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that was the one thing we couldn't do. We couldn't go down early. We really needed to keep this even for as long as possible. And immediately after, I think there's a call that doesn't go our way. And so Dogger Don just, in the box, retaliates. Completely shoulders the guy in the back. I mean, for me, it's a penalty. For me, it's a penalty. It's clear you could. He's not looking at the ball. He's looking at the man. He lowers his shoulder and shoves him in the back. It's a foul anywhere else on the pitch. It's a penalty. The only reason anyone's calling it soft is because they weren't happy with the way the ref's calling the game. They felt it was inconsistent, which I agree. At that point in the game, the ref was being inconsistent. I mean, the whole match he was, but at that point specifically, he let a few aggressive things go, but then he calls that. So in that point in the game, it's a soft penalty, but it's a penalty based on the way the referee was calling the game. It's soft. But for me, penalty. 2-0 down. I'm sure some Orlando City fans went to bed. 2-0 down away to Tigres. You're thinking it's over. Luckily, the ref gave us a makeup call. Jansen dives in the box. Complete dive, slight shove from Jignac, and Jansen just goes over. Faku scores the penalty. That's really the only good thing Faku did all night. You know, then we keep it close. We have some chances, they have some chances, but, you know, they have more chances than we do. For the most part, we only had a couple. I think they had a couple on their end as well. Maybe it was more even than what I'm thinking. But Three-1. I mean, the third goal, when I say four goals that shouldn't happen, the three of the four are down to mistakes made from our players, from our team, where we can fault ourselves. I mean, we can fault ourselves on the third goal if we want, because Ladero just whiffs a ball and gives it to Tigres in the middle of the pitch. But for the most part, that's just the ref being influenced by the fans. The ball's not in. There is no way that ball is in. Unless someone can pull out goal line technology with the pictures that shows it's like 2 inches, 3 inches into the back of the net and Galese just moved it forward that far. Other than that, that ball's not in. And so that's a ref just, you know, hearing that the home fans are celebrating. Everyone's convinced on the field. Well, of course, the Tigres players are convinced because it was just close. And I mean, it was so clear that it wasn't a goal. I can't believe it's been given. I really can't believe it's been given. So really poor from the ref to be influenced by the players and the fans like that. And of course, no goal line technology. With the angles we had, it wasn't clear and obvious. Even though it was clear and obvious from the angles we had, but in a referee's eyes, it's not clear and obvious. It's subjective to say that's not in, but I think most people would say that's not in. I think that's been the common theme on the internet since the goal went in. So frustrating there. Then the fourth goal, I mean, they're down to 10 men. Galese is, I think the commentator said it perfectly. He said he was in no man's land. I mean, what is he doing? What is he doing? Why is he all the way on his near post? I mean, the ball just didn't even go into the side netting. He just left that side of the goal wide open. It was pathetic. It was really pathetic and really frustrating. We eventually get a second penalty and Ojeda slots at home, but I mean, it wasn't enough. Another uncharacteristic performance from the players. We are used to tight games where defensively we are rock solid. Offensively, you know, we create a couple chances. If we take them, we're golden. If we don't, we need a bounce or two to go our way throughout the match. That's usually the what's our coach's name? The Papi way. Why can I not? Pareja. There it is. That's usually the Pareja way. So it is what it is. I'm not saying Pareja out or anything. To me, this one's on the players, really. not on Pareja. This one for me is on the players. Galese, I mean, a complete 0 out of 10 from him. 1 out of 10 maybe with the big save, but you can't let in 2 goals and get a good rating. He completely ruined this game for us by letting in that first goal. And that fourth. I mean, I'm not going to blame him for the third one, but the fourth one as well doesn't help. I don't think the fourth one is what kills the game, for sure. I mean, I guess maybe if we were 3-2, we could have mustered up the energy to come back. Some of the players just had given up at 4-2. But yeah, so I do blame him for the first one, though. Absolutely, that one hurt us big time in this tie. We needed to go way longer than that before conceding a goal. Dagerdon, he had his work cut out for him, marking Marcelo Flores on the left, or our right. And I thought he coped pretty well defensively. Offensively, he was meh. Our best period of the game was when he seemed to come inside in the second half, and I think we were 2-1 at the time, and he was passing the ball around and looking good. So, I mean, he didn't really do much else offensively. That was really it. That's usually his role anyways. So keeping the ball in the midfield, as long as he's doing that well, then it's fine by me. He seemed to be the only player who could keep the ball well in the midfield. Brocalo, probably his worst performance to date, in my opinion. Defensively, he was stepping out way too early and not even getting close to the ball, making a bad decision there. On the ball, he was giving it away in the midfield time and time again. I think I counted 3 times that he did it, or 4 times. Just gave the ball away with a pass. And I mean, when it comes to duels, when it comes to headers, Brocalo's clearly a great player. But on the ball, I'm starting to see a theme of him giving the ball away in dangerous areas in the midfield. And maybe that's just him getting used to his teammates. But that needs to be fixed here pretty soon, because we're gonna get burned by it one game, and then everyone's gonna be yelling at Brocalo. It'll be his fault the next time. But yeah, defensively, he's fine. Janssen gave it his all right until the end. I think when it hit 4, he kind of mentally gave up. There were a couple times right at the death where he was walking, like he would make a big slide tackle, and then he would just walk. Maybe that was just tired legs, but he would be walking. He wouldn't even be jogging. He'd be walking. And even if you have tired legs, 93rd minute, 94th minute, still players that are dedicated will jog. So that was an interesting sight to see from our captain. Not a fan to see him walking, but not the end of the world. Still had a pretty good performance, all things considered. Cal Smith, pretty good performance. I was a little worried when he got that yellow, but defensively I think he was fine. Didn't provide much offensively, which is the expectation for him, but wouldn't blame much on him or his performance. Cartagena, I mean, if we could have had Cartagena or Araujo, one or the other, it's absolutely Araujo. The two of them are a great pairing, but when you lose the better of the two in Araujo, you can see the stark contrast between the two. Cartagena just doesn't affect the game the way Araujo does. And, you know, he was all right, but he wasn't great. He gave the ball away a lot. Defensively, you know, he worked hard, put in a shift. Again, wouldn't blame any of the goals on him, but wasn't outstanding either. Felipe, you know, worked hard. Pretty similar to Cartagena in my thoughts on him. Yeah, I'm really drawing a blank on Felipe. You know, he did what he could. He put in a shift. Wasn't at his best, but also can't expect too much from him as our backup center defensive midfielder, who's an aging backup defensive midfielder. Faku, another 0 out of 10, maybe a 4 out of 10 for scoring the penalty. But other than that, Faku was terrible. He was terrible. And maybe it's just I have such high expectations for him, but he's our... We have in MLS, we have such limited resources with the construction of the roster rules. And so when you go all out and you get a DP winger, young, up and coming, you spend $10 million on him or $9 million or whatever it was, you're giving him millions of dollars a year or $1 million a year or whatever it is. Yeah, I'm going to have high expectations. And 2 minutes, 3 minutes into the match, we break them down through some great build-up play. Cartagena actually swings a really good ball over the top to him, and he's one-on-one with the left back. And you know what he does? He turns back, starts to dribble, and loses the ball immediately. Doesn't even get muscled off the ball. He just gets touched off the ball. Sorry, my dog's barking. He just got touched off the ball. And so that's the frustrating thing for me with Faku, is his inability to even take a man on anymore. I don't know why he won't do it. I don't know. You know, Adam thinks it's his extreme left-footedness, but he was on his left foot. He was in the preferred spot, in that right space, and he didn't even, like, cut in. He didn't even cut in. He cut back. 1v1. You're a winger. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're a winger. Take on your man. Get a shot off. Or take him to the byline and put a cross in. He does neither. He loses the ball. And a couple of minutes later, the ball's in the back of our net. And then there's another instance where he's running up the right and Felipe's making a run and he just passes the ball straight to Tigres. And it's like, come on. You know, he's at the edge of the 6-yard box and he's trying to dribble around a player, take a touch, dribble around a player, then take a shot. Fucking take the shot. We're 2-1 down. What are you doing? I have expectations on this player, and he's not meeting them. And I don't think my expectations are too high for a DP winger who we spent upwards of $10 million on. Really, really, really disappointed with his display tonight. And a lot of other people were too, so I know I'm not the only one. Angulo, he's got to stop starting. Enrique deserves to be starting. He just deserves to be starting right now on the left side. Angulo's bringing nothing. Nothing but defensive work rate, and he's not even, like, really doing all that great either. He's fading after 25, 30 minutes because he doesn't manage himself well. You know, this game, I think he was on the whole time, but he was a ghost for the rest of the game after 30 minutes because he was dead. You could see he was just dead on his feet. He couldn't run past a player anymore. He just ran out of legs. Defensively, he was just tracking back via jogging and deeper positioning because he didn't want to get in a running race, which is fine. That's expected. But you're not bringing anything else other than that. You're not bringing anything other than defensive. You're a defensive winger. And right now, we don't need a defensive winger. We need a winger who will score. Because we are struggling on the offensive department this season. Muriel. Oh, no. Lodero. I was actually okay with Lodero in this game for the most part. Obviously, he's the one who whiffs on the clearance or the pass or whatever he was trying to do. That leads to the giveaway. That leads to the third goal. But there were so many times players gave the ball away, where I'm not going to, like, really hang that over his head. Again, Brocalo gave the ball away a couple times. One of those could have led to a goal. So I think this is just one that led to a goal. But nevertheless still frustrating for a player who we regard as technically sound to give the ball away in that fashion. Other than that, I thought he was okay. You know, he got on the ball, was spraying the ball around at times, putting the ball over the top at times. I wasn't too upset with his performance this game. And he did put in a shift for the time he was on the pitch. And then Muriel up top, again, was a ghost for a lot of the game. But once he gets on the ball, his quality is so clear to see. And we just need to feed him. We really need to feed him. We need to get him as many touches as possible. I think the goal for this team right now, in the moment where we are in, has to be get Muriel the ball. And from there, we will, you know, have different scenarios and whatnot, play 1-2s, follow up a shot he makes, you know, get a winger running in behind, put a cross in, whatever it is, feed him, feed him. And I think we look best when him and Duncan are up top together right now. So I think that has to be the plan for Atlanta this weekend. In terms of the subs, Duncan was definitely the best sub. You know, he clearly wanted this to win this game. I mean, even in the 97th minute, he is sprinting back into the center back position on a breakaway for Tigres. He really worked his socks off ever since coming on. I think he deserves to be starting right now, in all honesty. I think we are missing his work rate up top from the start of matches. I really do think we are. Muriel just doesn't bring the same intensity that he brings. And I remember that was one of my frustrations with Kara, Urchin Kara, was he lacked intensity up front. And we were able to control games better because of Duncan's intensity. And right now I think we're missing that. And so I think he needs to be starting games. Enrique looked pretty good. Not amazing, but pretty good. Got us the red card by sticking his head in there and getting booted in the face. Didn't really change much, unfortunately. Might have changed his jawline a bit. Who else came on? Santush did nothing. Put in a couple of bad crosses. Took a long-range shot. Can't blame him, though. And is that it? Duncan came in and Ojeda came in, got the goal, took a good shot. You know what he did with that, with his one shot, where he got the ball in the box, swiveled and shot. That's what I want to see Faku do. That's all I want to see Faku do. Get the ball in the half turn and then swing your leg at it. You know, if it goes in, great. If it doesn't, great. You know, like, at least you're putting it up to chance. Not take a touch and dribble it into the back of the net. It was just frustrating. So, Ojeda's just looked good this season. And yet again, he's not trusted from the start. And, you know, he's not coming in and scoring tons of goals. You know, he scored a penalty in this match. But, I just feel like if he started more games, he would get us more opportunities in front of net and get us more goals. But it is what it is. If I missed anybody, my apologies, but really frustrating night because, again, we conceded 4 goals and I don't think a single one of them should have happened. And honestly, we didn't deserve 2 goals. I mean, I guess 1. I think our penalty was a penalty, the handball. But, yeah. I'll leave you guys there. Again, it's about how we react. We have Atlanta at the weekend. Let's go and get a win there. That would be great to cheer us all up. First win of MLS season. They're flying high after a big result against New England. Let's not be on the receiving end of another big result for Atlanta and another big result against us defensively. So that's what we're focused on now. It is what it is when it comes to CONCACAF Champions Cup, and let's just make sure we're in the competition again next year. All right, this is Gavin signing off.
Have a good rest of your night, guys. And as always, Vamos Orlando.
To put in all the work, everybody, for each other on the field, and then we stay there as a unit, and we move towards our goals together as one.
For Martins, it's Sven Angulo to cross into the box. That's one mistake.